I tried to scream.
It's Thursday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That guy over there, that's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we got to start this show by talking about a mystery. A mystery that we have uncovered involving Britney Spears. And when we have a mystery to solve on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we pull together the Cobra Gang.
We sure do. And we're going to do that in just a moment, but I'm having technical difficulties. So just talk with your mouth.
Okay, so usually when we talk about Britney, there are always mysteries to solve when it comes to Britney Spears. And we like to sniff those out and try to solve them. Oftentimes we have no idea what the problem is or what's going on, kind of like right now. Do you want me to do it?
No.
Okay.
Because now I'm confused. Here it is. Okay, let's do it.
Without a double, we're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Oh, speaking of technical difficulties, my gosh, Mercury might not be in retrograde, but it sure feels like it on the radio and on Britney Spears' Instagram.
Right?
Okay, so here's the story. I was very excited to bring to you a video today from Britney Spears' Instagram, Colleen, that involved her doing a Q&A. And I thought, you know what, we could have some fun with this.
Because we got some Qs and we want some A's.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We got some Q's. She's got some A's, although her A's are going to lead to even more Q's. And then I thought maybe we could even answer her Q's and A's or give her some more Q's. Anyway, moral of the story is, when I went to show you this video this morning, clicked on the link, and lo and behold, I got the following message. Sorry, this page isn't available. The link you followed may be broken, or the page may have been moved. Go back to Instagram. And I was like, excuse me.
Well, I saw that too. And I thought, well, Bradley may have accidentally put the wrong link up. I'll just go over to Britney Spears' Instagram page and find this original post. And guess what? It went bye-bye in the car.
It went bye-bye in the car. And for some reason, I don't know why, it's absolutely 100% gone. And it's really a bummer. So if you go to her Instagram page now, do bop and bee boo bop and boo, which I will eventually. When you go to her Instagram page now, there are other recent videos. In fact, the other video I referenced, which wasn't really worth saying much about, is Britney Spears on the beach
doing her regular yoga sun salutation,
quote unquote yoga. And she's also masked, which is appropriate for the moments that we find ourselves in, right?
Very responsible.
Very responsible Britney Spears. But the non-responsible thing is that she took down this video, and I'm very curious why Britney Spears is removing videos. Now, I can tell you that in this video she goes, hey guys, it's just her. Typical Britney video style. Too much eye makeup, even though I thought we'd moved beyond that.
I thought we weren't doing that anymore.
She is bedazzled with white henna tattoos.
This is... okay, stick a pin in that. Go on.
No. I in the video, so she looks... what I'm saying is she looks like her normal Britney Spears self. Then she says, I'm going to answer some questions. But it's in this way where I feel like she's reading off of a piece of paper that's off camera. Which is like, okay, you guys, I told you that I would answer some more of your questions, and here are the questions that I decided that I'm going to answer. So, what is your favorite fast food? I love a Happy Meal. So, she loves a Happy Meal.
Okay.
She also talks about her religion, and it's very interesting because, like, I don't care whatever your religion is or whatever your religious beliefs. Fascinating question if you'd want to sit down, but... she's just sort of like machine gunning these answers. So there's not a lot of like, oh, that thanks, Barb in Atlanta. That's a great question. Well,
right. It sounds really stiff and scripted.
Exactly. It sounds like she's just rapid fire like, okay, so I'm going to answer this question and I'm going to answer this question and then I'm going to answer this question and I love Happy Meals. And then it's done. But on the question of religion, Britney Spears talks about her religion. No surprise, she was born and raised a Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's talked about that before. But it's the way she talks, the way she answers this question. She says, well, I was raised a Baptist, but then I studied the Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe in God. Okay. And I was like, well, okay, I kind of feel like the first part of that statement indicated this, that was probably part of the deal.
Right.
What, you know, like, I don't know. It was just really, like, it was almost like she was saying, you know, like, people have criticized her for the Kabbalah stuff before. And if you go online, you'll see people talking about this Kabbalah, about this journey of Kabbalah for not only Britney Spears, but also other celebrities.
And I feel like she was on that journey at the same time Madonna was on that journey.
Yeah.
And that was actually also at the same time that they shared that famous kiss. Do you remember that?
Interesting. Yeah.
At the VMAs.
At the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah. And I feel like that was when they kind of had like a weird, I don't want to even say friendship, but they were getting a lot. I mean, they were like doing projects together, because didn't they do a song together? I feel like they were featured. One of them was featured on the other song.
I have to text Jamie because he's the Madonna expert.
He's the Madonna expert. But yes, the Kabbalah thing was very hot for celebrities at a period of time.
So her quote in this now removed video said, quote, I grew up Baptist, but I studied Kabbalah, so I go back and forth, but I do believe there is a God. And literally she says it just like that, like without taking a breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally, what's my favorite fast food? I really love a Happy Meal.
Was she doing that thing? Was she standing when she did this Q&A thing?
Yes, she was standing
she
and rocking.
Rocking. Okay, yep. That's what I was wondering.
She does that as well. Now, I will say, Newsweek got a hold of this video before it was removed, and it had to have been removed this morning, like just a couple hours before you and I sat down to prep for the show today, because Newsweek did this piece from this morning, and they linked to the video, which has now been removed, and I feel like they wouldn't have published it had it, you know, had the video already been removed.
Interesting.
They talk about her Kabbalah specifically, and as you mentioned Madonna as well. Spears apparently wrote about she ended her practice of Kabbalah back in 2006. And according to People, quote, I no longer study Kabbalah. My baby is my religion.
Hmm.
Which maybe that was just sort of an offhanded thing. Like, I love my baby.
Mm-hmm. That could be. But that is interesting because, yeah, I wish I had a better understanding of the Britney Spears timeline in life, because I don't, but I do think that Kabbalah study happened prior to the head shaving incident, prior to.
Well, yeah, for sure. Right. Because 2006, that is 14 years ago. So that's before, because that was 13 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't know, you know, where that was in relation to the birth of her kids. But regardless of all of that, I told you to stick a pin in that henna thing.
Yeah, the white henna.
Can we, like, tiptoe back on that conversation? Because
of course.
I want to draw a link for you. And I'm wondering if this has something to do with the mystery we're trying to solve. There was a series of photographs of her head to toe, not head to toe, neck to toe, in that sort of white henna thing.
Yeah.
In a bikini that was part of her actual Instagram feed.
Okay.
And you, I think, were on vacation when those came up. And it wasn't, I mean, there was nothing notable about it, only that we, as followers of Britney's gram.
Oh, you can see it.
You can see it in under her clothes still in some of the Instagram posts. But there were a few pictures mixed in there of her in a full bikini with that head to toe.
If you Google image search, I think these are the ones you're talking about. Yeah. She's wearing like a snakeskin bikini.
Yes, that's it. Those are now missing from her Instagram as well. So if she has the head to toe henna in this video and the head to toe henna in that bikini picture, which was posted like over a week ago, I'm wondering if the reason that that video was pulled down has something to do with people calling out the timeline of something.
It could be. I will say the henna is not
visible.
No, it is visible, but what I will say is, and I'm looking at these photos, so assuming these are the photos, this henna's gone. So the henna that's in, because she had her midriff showing in the video that was pulled down. The henna that was visible was sort of like around the edges, which you could make the argument that it had been, you know, washed off, but that could be a day. So in terms of your timeline theory, that's totally feasible.
Yeah.
But she didn't have the full meal deal because
happy meal deal
because she's a big fan of a Happy Meal, which, like, who's the fan of a Happy Meal? Like, I wasn't Kids. Even a fan of a Happy Meal when I was a child. There yeah. wasn't enough food.
Well, the only reason you were a fan of the Happy Meal when you were a child was because it came with a prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they even come with toys when we were kids?
Oh yeah. But they were better toys than they are now.
Now it's just garbage.
I don't want to say they were better. We thought they were better because we cared about them. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure my kids think the Happy Meal toys are amazing. Regardless.
Back to Britney Spears. Back just to Britney really quickly, Spears. I just wanted to say, I don't think, like, there is clearly some reason that video was removed.
But,
and I don't
know. It's hard
to
even know why, because it's not like she said anything in it.
The only thing I can say is that her demeanor, again, but this is Britney Spears. Every time she does a video, there's something just off about it. Like, there is a quality to her reading those questions, I'm telling you, that just comes across as like, it's like this. Hey guys, it's me. I'm going to answer some questions. I know you love my questions. And then at one point she even says, she starts saying one question, stops herself, and then goes, and then says the actual question. And it went something like this. She did the religion question,
mm-hmm.
and then she goes, but I'm, okay, next question. What's your favorite fast food? Happy Meal or something? I love a Happy Meal. Like, it was as if she was just like, something wasn't firing correctly in terms of whether she was reading off the page, she read the wrong thing, or the thing she had memorized came out wrong and she stopped herself, rolled her eyes, and did the other question. I know that doesn't sound very...
But it's almost like somebody posted the unrehearsed video or like the wrong video. You know what I mean? Like when you in your phone have two pictures and you accidentally post the one that you didn't want to post.
Yeah.
Maybe there's another version of this where she didn't mess up her lines.
It could be.
Because you know that those were lines. Like, well, those were totally, written for her.
Also, like, what weird questions they were. And also, why wouldn't... If you're trying to get people to believe that everything's fine, nothing to see here, I just feel like there were 50 other ways to do that video where you would have just been like, hey guys, it's me. I'm just hanging out at my place. I know you got some questions. What kind of questions we got?
Let's talk.
And also notice nobody else is ever in those videos with her.
That's true. That is a true story. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it's time for a dirt alert. Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
Elizabeth Reese is here, and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi. Well, hello, Bradley. Hello, Colleen. Bradley, just want to let you know a loaf of sourdough came out of my oven this morning.
Yay.
So we are in good shape. I got to take a picture of it, but it is sitting there. Although I did tell my husband when I left, you can eat it whenever you want. So who knows what will be left when I get home, because sourdough is his favorite thing. Right. Okay. Dirt alert / sourdough news. Colleen,
bread chat.
To the dirt. All right. I got to tell you about everything more that we're learning about Meghan Markle and Harry, Prince Harry, from this new book that's out, Finding Freedom. I downloaded it. I'm going to start listening to it today. But we are getting a whole bunch of info about them. And one of the stories that's coming out today is about what Meghan was wearing in the weeks after it was announced that she was going to be leaving the royal family with Harry. They're saying
what she was wearing
photos. Yeah. And that the outfits that she wore were essentially like revenge dressing on a farewell tour.
Revenge dressing sounds like something.
It sounds like something
Valley
I want
Ranch.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're likening it to when Princess Diana wore that little black dress the day that Prince Charles admitted that he'd cheated on her on national television in 1994. And that is like a classic revenge dress look. Another one that's really well known is Reese Witherspoon in her yellow dress after her breakup from Ryan Phillippe. Do you guys remember that at some award show?
Not really. And
apparently, we're not up on the revenge dress.
This whole genre of attire.
Yeah, at the time, it was a big deal because it was like basically, after someone is accused of, you know, just not treating you well, what you do, the best revenge is to just look fantastic. And that's exactly what all of these people have been doing. So they're outlining some of these outfits that she wore at the Mountbatten Music Festival. Her last official royal appearance was this bright green Amelia Wickstead cape dress and a matching hat for Commonwealth Day service at Westminster Abbey. And just how great Meghan looked in super bright power colors as they were leaving the royal family.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're in a family where, you know, your public-facing self is like 90% of the job, then it wouldn't be surprising to think people would adjust their wardrobes to accommodate whatever mood / chapter of their lives they're in, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We're also getting some more news on this house that they bought in Montecito. So
ooh, the stripper pole. Tell me about the stripper pole. It's my favorite part.
It's a $14.65 million home. Apparently, they financed $9.5 million of it. That's the mortgage that they took out.
Oh my gosh!
It's an 18,000 square foot estate. They bought it from a Russian businessman, and he sold the house at a major loss because he bought it in 2009 for $25.3 million. But yes, it has 7.4 acres of land on a private gated street. It was built in 2003. It has a library, a gym, wet and dry saunas, a home theater, a game room, and an arcade, a detached guest house with two bedrooms and bathrooms. And it's kind of funny because it was Variety magazine was the one who uncovered that they bought this. Their names reportedly don't appear on grant deeds for the property. It was sold to a mysterious trust that shares a mailing address with the office of Meghan Markle's longtime business manager.
So this is not uncommon, though.
Really digging in.
Yeah, I feel like the super rich, this is how they move,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do. They use their shell companies to swoop up their real estate. But you know what? You missed the stripper pole. That's my favorite part. It's in the gym. And I love the idea of the prince, like, working out in a space with a stripper pole. I just feel like that is vintage Harry.
It's also very 2003 to put a stripper pole in the gym, because I feel like that's when, like, those stripper pole workouts for a few years were super hot.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
like,
everybody goes,
these, like, suburban housewives were doing stripper workouts.
Exactly. And everybody goes, oh, you don't realize how much core strength you need for your stripper pole.
It really is hard, you guys. I've tried it before.
I know. I'm sure it is.
I was very upset to learn that I thought the pole turned. And then I was really upset to learn that, no, the pole doesn't turn. You have to turn.
You have to turn. Yeah, you have to do the
I wanted that thing
turn.
To spin for me. I just wanted to hang there. That's
I know.
Not how
I
works.
Hear ya. Listen, if you were in Hollywood and you saw Steve-O taping himself to a billboard, you weren't alone. He taped himself with just a tiny platform under his feet. And then his prank was reported to authorities in the crime alert app Citizen, which if you sign up for that, you'll think the world is ending, just FYI.
100%.
Stay away from that thing.
Also, no, I can't even talk about it. Go on.
Yeah, this way, I know, in my neighborhood, it's been dicey the last few nights. Anyway, he promoted his new comedy special, Gnarly, by climbing high above the streets in a parking lot and then getting himself taped to this billboard. He's a guy we had on the show one time on Twin Cities Live, and I asked him about in the movie Jackass, he snorts wasabi, so much wasabi. And every time I see wasabi, I think of that.
Oh.
And I was like, what were you thinking when you did that? He told me at that point, I was putting so much other stuff up my nose.
Oh, Elizabeth, we gotta go. Love you. Bye. Well, we are heading straight to the blind items on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And usually we like to do a little game, but while we don't have Holly here all day, every day, for the time being, we are skipping straight to blind items. That's what we're doing.
That's right. We're doing blind items from our favorite source for those juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. And that's crazydaysandnights.net, run by a guy named NT Lawyer. NT Lawyer, of course, has been doing this for years. And we, frankly, are converts to the church of NT Lawyer and blind items. And I've got a blind item for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give these to you, Colleen. You have to tell me who and what we're talking about. The guy who took the virginity of that back-in-the-day A-minus list, mostly television actress, when she starred on a hit network show, and she wasn't ready, and claims it messed her up to the point where she is today, is back on Thirst Patrol in order to get some work. His former reality love is helping him out. There's a lot of names here.
Okay. Okay. I don't know the answer to this, but okay, first of all, give me the first person I'm looking for, the network show.
The guy who took the virginity of that back in the day, A-minus list, mostly television actress. Okay. So that guy and the A-minus list, mostly TV actress, when, by the way, she starred on a hit network show.
Okay, and it messed her up.
She wasn't ready, claims it messed her up to the point where she is today. And she she's back on Thirst Patrol in order to get some work. His former reality love is helping him out. So we need to know the him, the her, the show, and...
Is the guy Brian Austin Green?
And this is confirmed, by the way.
Oh, good. I love those. Is the guy Brian Austin Green? No. Okay.
No, it's not.
Do I know the guy?
I don't know the guy.
Okay, but I know the girl.
But you know the girl, and there's also two girls in two shows, so I'm confused by that.
Okay.
So, the guy who took the virginity of that back-in-the-day A-minus list mostly movie actress when she starred in a hit network show, and she wasn't ready, and claims it messed her up to the point where she is today.
Rose McGowan?
So we usually with her name, we will say like another, like we'll make, it's not that we make fun of her, but her last name sounds like an undergarment. Kind of.
Jenny Brazier?
A little lower on the body.
Oh, okay. Hayden Panettiere. That was easy. I got there. Okay, so the guy, I don't know the guy.
Stephen Colletti. I'm just going to tell you because I never would have understood. And the show Hayden Panettiere was on.
Was, Friday Night Lights. Oh. No, Nashville.
No.
Okay, so it wasn't Nashville.
Think of that movie. It was,
You know what? We're going to bring Grant in because he knows the answer.
Maybe. I'm guessing Heroes. Remember that show?
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Well done.
Grant. Good job.
Save the cheerleader. Save the world.
There you go. Uh-huh. That was such a good show that just faded out.
It was good in the beginning.
It was good for the first season, I feel like. Maybe
and
the second season.
And then it went off the rails.
And then it went totally southbound. Yeah. So back to the rest of the blind item. Now it all makes sense. So remember, though, this is Stephen. It's basically saying Stephen Colletti took the virginity of Hayden Panettiere when she starred on Heroes, and she wasn't ready. She claims it messed her up to the point where she is today. Apparently, that guy is on Thirst Patrol in order to get some work, and his former, quote, reality love is helping him out. The former reality love, I don't know the relationship between these two, but you know her. And she has her very own reality show. And in fact, we've talked a lot about her since her, let's just call it quarantine vacation.
Kelly Ripa?
Close. It's not close to Kelly Ripa, but in that vein, she was stuck somewhere in quarantine.
Kristen Cavallari. Duh. There it was.
And she's from Laguna.
Or Cavallari or whatever.
Barry Cavallari.
Okay, so go back and, yes, fill in all those blanks for all of us.
So Stephen Colletti took the virginity of Hayden Panettiere. She said it messed her up. He's back on Thirst Patrol in order to get work. Kristen Cavallari is helping him out.
Interesting.
I don't know this Stephen Coletti.
Oh, okay. I'm looking him up. He's an American actor. He played Chase Adams on One Tree Hill.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know what that is. And, oh, apparently he did appear on two seasons of Laguna Beach. So that makes some sense right there. Interesting.
All right, should we do another
part? Wait a minute. Wait what? A minute. What? Hold the phone. What? This is, remember, oh, this makes sense. Do you remember how Jay Cutler deleted his Instagram?
Yep.
Or deleted his social media? Mm-hmm. It was after Kristen Cavallari posted a picture.
Oh, yes. Of her with Stephen Coletti. They were taking, yes. Now it all the makes circle. Sense. Oh,
there it is. All right, perfect.
Mm-hmm. We do another blind item.
Yeah, please, please.
I think this one's going to be easier.
Okay. Yeah, that one, I broke a sweat.
That one was confirmed, by the way, by Auntie Lawyer. They're not always confirmed. This one, though, is also confirmed.
Yay.
And again, it comes from our good friend, Auntie Lawyer from crazydaysandnights.net. It is just the tip of the iceberg. And I'm sorry, we're going to get a little
just
dark.
Just the tip of the iceberg.
Don't do that because it's going to get dark.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
It's just the tip of the iceberg for this multiple time network reality star and his... I'm just going to say sexually assaulting underage teens.
Oh.
The police just have not been able to identify the other teens they found in the photographs and videos on his phone and computer. He was the face of a show, but crickets so far from the show.
Oh, dear. Okay, so
now the name you might not remember, but I feel like you've seen the story in headlines because I do remember the name of the show referencing this story, that is.
Okay.
So it's a reality show. And he's like the name.
Okay.
And it's not a show you would watch probably, but maybe your kids would.
I mean, is it Jake Paul? Or the other Paul brother?
This is a competition, a reality competition show. And I think they filmed this in Miami because I think I stayed across the street from where they filmed this outside.
Is it a dance show? A singing show? A circus performer show?
So think of...
Is it a talent show?
Think of... I'm trying to give you hints, so hold on.
I know.
Think of very, very strong people doing things. And in fact...
is it a wrestling show?
They have to, like, do obstacle-y things.
Oh, so it's like American Ninja Warrior type situation?
It's American Ninja Warrior. Have you not heard this story?
No.
Okay, so let me back up and I'm going to read
Wonder this was so hard for me.
I'm going to read this blind item for you. So you don't know the name of the guy. The guy's name, by the way, is Drew Dreschel. If you Google that name, I bet this story will come up. But it's just the tip of the iceberg for this multiple time... network reality star of American Ninja Warrior and his sexually assaulting underage teens. Police have just not been able to identify the other teens found, in the computers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Here's the headline. Hold on. Let me get this gigantic ad off of it on the Daily Mail. Don't even get me started. American Ninja Warrior winner Drew Dreschel, 31, is arrested on child sex charges over... 2-year sexual relationship he had with 15-year-old girl behind his girlfriend's back.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's nasty.
That is nasty.
Right?
Oh, that's not, no, that's, nope.
Okay, should we just move on real quick?
Oh, can we, in something less nasty?
A quickie,
nasty.
A little,
Give me a quickie. Blinded
by the item. Okay, I think you'll be able to get this one. Although,
well,
there's some sexual assault, so.
Okay.
But, I'm just, go with me. The after effects from the serial sexually assaulting network heads run at his company keeps showing up. In addition to the sexual harassment suits being settled, the crazed decision to have his biggest supporter slash hatchet person have her contract extended there now are the tons of millions of dollars in litigation and fees the company keeps paying out because of his bungling of the long-running daytime court show. So you want to think of a studio head who sexually assaulted people and like his biggest success, and he has been bungling it because.
Okay.
And it's a courtroom show.
Okay.
You totally know this.
I know. Is it what's his face? Is it yes. Moonves, Les Moonves? And the courtroom show.
Most popular show, literally, I think, ever.
Judge Judy.
Yes! See, you got it. I told you
Thank you. Okay, fill in those blanks.
Okay, quickly. The blanks are as follows. The after effects from Les Moonves' time at CBS keeps showing up. In addition to the sexual harassment suits being settled, his crazed decision to have his biggest supporter and hatchet person have her contract extended. I didn't know Judge Judy was his hatchet person.
Neither did I, but I mean, I'm here for that.
Apparently, there is now tens of millions of dollars in litigation and fees that the company keeps paying out because of how we bungled Judge Judy.
I mean, that sounds... I want that story.
I want to watch Judge Judy give Les Moonves the smackdown.
Right? Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Exactly.
Les Moonves. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have a publationship to talk about. What's a publationship?
A relationship for publicity.
And we're talking about Hake, the relationship that we can't get rid of.
Oh, God.
We'll tell you who they are and why we wish we could get rid of them after this on My Talk 107.1. We love to tell you about publationships on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
In fact, we actually coined the term publationship. What does it mean, Bradley Trainer?
Relationships for publicity.
And we name them. That's what we do. And this one is named Hake. What's a Hake?
Cute little nicknames. Yep. The Hake in this particular case is one Julianne Hough and Brooks Lake slash Lake slash Leish. I don't know. I've literally never heard him say his name, so I don't know. But that we say,
well,
like,
if you
whatever.
Listened to his world renowned podcast, How Men Think, you'd know.
But see,
you
don't
need
to
listen to that.
I'm a man.
And also, we live in the world.
Yeah. Also,
how men think is
how one man thinks, and his name is Brooks Lake, because we don't all think the same. Thank you.
What?
I know you would like to think otherwise.
And I hope you know all women think exactly the same.
That's true. All gays do too.
Good to know.
I digress. Hake. Yes. No. Okay. So here's the thing. I want you. I just want to say this. Somebody is up to no good, and I think it's Brooks Lake. I'm just going to cut to the chase and let you know that this latest headline, exclusive, Julianne Hough knows relationship with Brooks Lake will have to change if they reconcile. What?
Okay.
Okay. Back it up.
Uh-huh.
Flip it and reverse it. Mm. Yip, burp, yip, burp, burp, burp. Did you know that?
In the song, that's her saying it backwards.
Julianne Hough and Brooks Lake divorced or are divorcing or are no longer together. They haven't officially divorced yet, but we've been talking about their potential divorce for what, since March?
No, it was like a month and a half into quarantine because, remember, they were living separately.
That's
and
true.
And then she got photographed like out and about with some other guy. And then she was like...
And he was like giving himself a Viking haircut out in the woods, chopping some logs, right?
How men think.
How men think. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. So we've been talking about this for a long time, and there's been a trajectory. And most of it seems to be Brooks Lake trying to get attention now that he's no longer hitched to Julianne Hough. And when we see headlines in Us Weekly, I think it generally means that Brooks Lake's PR people are sending them stories.
They're in his back pocket.
Every time you see a story about these two in Us Weekly, you kind of got to feel like it has to do with Brooks Lake. So I want you to tell me if you feel that way after I tell you the story.
Okay, cool.
Based on the headline I just read you, that Julianne Hough knows her relationship with Brooks will have to change if they get back together. What? Okay. Julianne Hough has a lot to consider if she ever wants to get back with her estranged husband, Brooks Lake. While the dancer, 32, is still hoping for a reconciliation with the retired hockey pro, she also, quote, knows their relationship will have to change, a source exclusively reveals to the new issue of Us Weekly. She knows it'll never be the same if it actually does happen. Okay. That is really twisted. What do you think that means? Like, what do you think is really going on here?
What's really going on here is Brooks Lake wants the world to know that he does the relationship right and she's been doing it wrong. And she's going to need to shape that up if she's going to stick around with him.
It's literally like he's going, you know, like telling his friends, like, she totally wants to get back together, but she needs to understand if we're going to get back together, things are going to have to change around here. I'm not just going to put up with the same behavior that we had during our relationship, which is really a power move, right?
100%.
It's him trying to act like she wants him back.
Can I just say one thing? I just want to say this because I think what he thinks he's doing is positioning him like he's some hot ticket item.
Yeah.
And what he's actually doing is turning women off in droves.
But he thinks that he talks to women like, because again, I will remind you the name of his podcast.
How Men Think.
Hey, it's not ladies. For a male audience.
Hey, ladies. Have you ever been wondering what's going on in your man's brain?
Yeah, you know.
Brooks Lake is going to tell
you. It's
like
that guy in the 80s or 90s who, I'm sorry, I'm emotional.
I know, it happens.
I'm actually just gassy because I've been drinking my Kavita. Remember that guy who wrote the book? I don't even know if it was one guy, but there was this moment in our lives where it was like, I'm going to tell you what men really think, ladies. Mm-hmm. It's all in their pants. And you got to figure out, if you want to understand your man, understand that he's thinking about his pants. And I'm gonna tell you how to get in there and really understand what's going on. Right? Like, and don't try to be all mamby-pamby about it. You gotta own it. You just gotta get in there. You just gotta accept it because he's a man. You know, that whole thing?
Yeah.
So I guarantee that his podcast is literally like, I'm going to tell you the truth about men, the things that men aren't really going to tell you, which is all just crap and lies, and all has to do with his narcissistic personality disorder.
Right. Which we've diagnosed. Yes. Yeah, there's something just, you're right about, first of all, you're right about the fact that Us Weekly is like his mouthpiece. Like that, he will call them up and be like,
well, because
I got a story for you guys.
Julianne is never going to say those things. She wouldn't be like, hey, Us Weekly, I want you to tell people, I really know that I'm going to have to change if I want to get back with Brooks.
What? Also, I mean, I think if you know things about sports, you might know what a Brooks Lake is. But the rest of us are like, I don't even know why I should care about you. Like, what is he aside from her soon to be ex?
Yeah, I think he's in those. Well, and again, I don't know because we don't live in these or operate in these circles. But it's that sort of like people aspire to be people like Julianne Hough and Brooks Lake. A certain type of person aspires to that. Like, he's a professional sports person. She's a fabulous dancer lady. Their Instagram photos are delightful. And they travel to places like Wyoming and
Hoboken. Go,
not Hoboken, actually. But, you know, it's like,
like he's a
world.
Real man of the earth, a man of the woods.
Yeah, but he's only a man of the woods because he has all of the trappings of civilization around him in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not a guy who's actually in the boundary waters alone without technology.
Right, off the grid.
Yeah, he got.
No, like, he needs the grid so he can tell you that he's off the grid. Right? He's doing it all for show. Someday as an exercise, I don't know, am I going to do this? Well, I just feel like we got to listen to the dumb podcast.
I mean, you know.
I know.
You want to know what men think.
I mean, I think I got that.
Yeah.
Again, I live in the world.
Yeah.
There's also just something so, like, I want to, actually, you know what I want is to talk to the woman who listens to that podcast. You know, who's like, I'm learning what men think.
If you're out there, ladies,
give us a call. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I want to talk about how this pandemic is actually going to change what we're watching on television. We've talked about it a little, but there's an article in the Washington Post that laid it out in other ways I didn't even think about. We're going to have a little conversation about that when we come back on My Talk 107.1.